Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce the consonants s and z distinctly and correctly. Learning to hear and say the difference between s as in Sue and z as in zoo will make your pronunciation more accurate and will make your accent sound more like a native speaker's. Depending on what your first language is, you may find it difficult to pronounce and distinguish between these sounds. More specifically, if your first language is Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Portuguese, or Russian, you may be confusing these two sounds. But it's important for everybody to learn the distinction between s and z. In podcasts number 41 and 42, we learned how to pronounce s and z correctly and in full detail. I recommend that you listen to those podcasts before listening to this one, if you haven't already. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to hear and say the difference between s and z like a native speaker. We're also going to practice this difference between these two sounds in a special training exercise. So let's begin by reviewing how to pronounce the sound s. In order to pronounce the sound s, point the tip of your tongue forward to the gum ridge. The gum ridge is the bump on the roof of your mouth. Do not touch the ridge. The sides of the tongue should gently touch the side teeth. Create a small hole for the air to flow through. Exhale and feel the air flow over the center of your tongue. Your lips should be spread slightly. Please listen and repeat. Now let's begin to discuss the difference between s and z. S and z are a voiceless and voiced pair. This means that the tongue position for s is exactly the same as the tongue position for z. That's right. If you can do the tongue position for one, then you can do the other. The only difference between these consonants is that for z, we also use our voice. We vibrate our vocal folds. For a more detailed lesson on voiceless and voiced consonants, see podcast number 30. If you're having trouble saying z, remember, it's just s plus your voice. In order to make a z sound, maintain the same position for s and add your voice. Let's try this in an exercise. We're going to alternate between s and z. Pay careful attention to the form of your tongue. Remember, the form and movement is the same for both sounds. The only difference is the voicing. Please listen and repeat. S. Z. If you're still having problems saying the sound z, here's another exercise you can try. Say the sound s. Hold your tongue in the s position, continue exhaling, and then add your voice. The exercise sounds like this. The trick is to coordinate holding the tongue position in S and vibrating your voice. Now you try. Now that we've learned how to pronounce s and z correctly, let's work on developing a clear distinction between these sounds. So we're going to do a special training exercise to help you develop a clear distinction between s and z. You're going to hear a pair of words. The words are exactly the same, except that the first contains the consonant s and the second contains the consonant z. Listen and repeat, paying careful attention to the differences in voicing. Sip. Zip. See. Z. Sue. Zoo. Fussy. Fuzzy. Race. Raise. Peace. Peas. Miss. Ms. As you can see, the letter S is sometimes pronounced Z. The purpose of today's podcast is not to explain when S is pronounced Z. Today's podcast is focusing simply on developing the ability to hear and say the difference between the two sounds. In a future podcast, we'll learn how to recognize S when it's pronounced Z. Mastering the distinction between S and Z is an important part of learning to speak English clearly and correctly. To the ears of an American, these two sounds are completely different and distinct. Learning these sounds is one more important step toward speaking English with a standard American accent. The best way to learn a new sound is to practice it slowly. The secret to speaking English clearly and quickly is practicing slowly and accurately. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process, but if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training contains all the sounds of English, with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You'll learn how to pronounce the sound of English just like a native speaker, and then practice it in words and common expressions and idioms that Americans use all the time. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Every lesson comes with a complete transcript, so you can read along if you want. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specially designed it for that purpose. Download Best Accent Training today and practice wherever and whenever you want to. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I'd be happy to hear from you. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.